This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to an encore presentation on The Kevin Jackson Show.
Hey, into your office once. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
Snooping, and you had a huge bag of sex toys, and you do you remember this?
Oh, wait a minute.
Yes, you did.
Wait a minute.
In your closet.
Wait a minute. Okay, can we explain what happened? Because
okay.
You were there. We had a guest on the show who was a sex therapist. And so when she left, I think you did the segment,
I didn't.
And when she left, she gave each of us a shopping bag of stuff.
I don't get a bag of
stuff. True story. I didn't know what to do. I put it in my closet, my dressing room. The next day, we had Laura Bush on the show.
No.
And the Secret Service came with the dogs to sweep our dressing room. And I watched. I said, no, I'll get out. Go ahead. He goes, you can stay. We just need to bring the dog in. They open up the thing, and I see the guy pick up the bag. So I'm like, oh, my God. It's true.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. That was Matt Lauer explaining the old sex toy thing. And Meredith Vieira is like really looking at him with a skeptical eye, like, I don't remember that. I don't. And so you get, you know, who knows? Interesting story, funny story, anecdote, you know, great for the audience, etc. But did they really know the real Matt Lauer? Yep, they knew him. And you know what? Here's the other thing. I'm just going to be honest with you. I bet you, I don't know what percentage, but an overwhelming percentage of the women were happy to be hit on and flirted with Matt Lauer. The overwhelming percentage of them. And there were one or two, whatever, a small percentage of them said, you know what? I don't like this. You know, he's too much on his high horse. And they didn't like the way other women were treating him. And Matt Lauer has to go down. I don't know what he's done. I'll be blunt. I don't. But I know this. I know the work environment. I know how women are. I know how people are. And he's the guy sitting on top of the perch, and there are women ready to throw themselves at him. That's true at almost any level of notoriety. There are people that just, well, they make themselves available to you. And it's really, it's sad because, you know, it doesn't take anything at all. One of my buddies, he's a Dallas cop, and he's retired, former lieutenant, and I think he was a spokesperson at one point, and he called me up. He left me a voicemail. Yo, Kev, you better watch out, man, at Fox and all that. And it's funny to hear him say it, but, you know, it's tongue-in-cheek, but he's actually speaking truth. You got to be careful. It's funny. I'll watch somebody. So I was at a party, and they were like, oh, here's a guy, you know, and you see people look at you. And then my friend goes, oh, hey, have you seen Kevin on Fox? And they're like, on Fox? And then suddenly the conversation goes from you being like, oh, hey, how you doing, to, hey, you know, I mean, instantaneously. And I'm a nobody. It's not like I'm Matt Lauer, you know, where I'm hosting the show every day and you didn't recognize me because I had on my Halloween mask, or, you know, I'm O'Reilly or somebody. Those guys are recognizable everywhere they go. Somebody knows them. So, I'll be blunt. A woman who has no interest in you because you're just Stanley, you know, from the next door, versus somebody going, oh, no, Stanley's he's the anchor of Blankety Blank. Suddenly, whoa. And it isn't even, it's not a necessarily a gold digger reaction. It's just this reaction of, I'm that much closer to somebody in perceived power. Now, I don't care, you know, what happens with Matt. I don't mean that in an inhumane way. You know, he's got to deal with his own thing. But I'm just saying, a lot of these things aren't the way they're stacked up to be. I'm not going to protect the left, though. They brought this on themselves. They brought the whole Weinstein thing. Still needs to play out. And what's funny about that is, Mike, in the theme of the show today is surprise. Is anything going to surprise you if you find out more about it? I did a Jeopardy skit on it. I said, I'll take Inside Hollywood for $1,600, Alex. Alex says, Harvey Weinstein, Roman Polanski, and Woody Allen. And I say, who are the leftist sexual deviants who've won Oscars? You know, so we know what they're doing. I pointed it out. That I was telling somebody this the other day that, you know, whether it's Hollywood, entertainment, academia, you name it, the left are lecherous creatures. And they openly do the things that they're talking about. Openly. If you think that Snoop Dogg doesn't go to a party, I mean, this dude owns a porn product line or something. If you think that this guy doesn't go to parties and have women throw themselves at him and he does whatever he wants and they don't say a word. And by the way, if there was ever a woman that came back and said, yo, Snoop Dogg grabbed me by my breath, the jury would be like, what else? You know, what do you want us to do? You know, it's ridiculous. They say another woman says Franken tried to give her a wet, open mouth kiss. I should have had a trigger warning to you before I said that because I threw up a little bit in my own mouth. Now we get news that the husband of a state senator came on to men. Yeah. He was a policy advocate who made his living trying to persuade legislators on Beacon Hill to help nonprofit groups. He was exhausted after a working dinner with a group of senators and their spouses on that fall night in 2015. It was very late, and he wanted nothing more than to sleep. But Byron Hefner, the fiancé of State President Stan Rosenberg, yes, they're a gay couple, appeared in the doorway. As the advocate recently described it, Hefner took a step forward, grabbed the man's genitals, and didn't let go. He called Hefner, asking him to have some fun with him, telling him Rosenberg wouldn't mind, that Hefner and the Senate president were a team on Beacon Hill, and they would take care of him. The advocate froze. He felt violated, powerless. Nothing prepared me for that moment, he said in one of his several interviews that have happened over the past week. Now, that's a state senator whose fiancé husband is coming on to men and using... He's not even the one in power, you know. And he's like, well, I'm related to power. You know, so he's molesting dudes. How much of that goes on, right? So, look, the shoe is going to fall on these guys. And it's going to be surprise after surprise without it being a surprise. Because let me tell you something. Everybody knows about this guy. Everybody knows about Weinstein. Everybody knew about Kevin Spacey. Everybody knew about Charlie Sheen. You name it, they know about him. We'll be back in just a bit. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The store don't like to eat.
ThePowerMall.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, Kevin Jackson here. Donald Trump continues to confound the left and many on the right, is, you know, the establishment Republicans. And it's funny that when the people say, oh, well, I didn't expect that, and I'm thinking to myself, Donald Trump has told you everything he's going to do, and people are still surprised by it. Glad you guys are with me. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. So here's the thing that's surprising everybody, that Donald Trump took a staunch stance at the UN against refugees. His position represents yet again a departure from the failed policies of Barack Obama and almost every other world leader, and the left are shocked. They're perplexed. What? This is according to Foreign Policy. President Donald Trump has decided to boycott a global conference on migration scheduled to begin Monday in Puerto Rico, Mexico, sending a blunt signal that the United States is no longer interested in forging a concerted response to the world's burgeoning migration crisis. It's a burgeoning migration crisis. Have you seen this map there's a map that shows the places where Muslim attacks have occurred. And Poland is a country that says, we're not taking any Muslims. And all around Poland, there's all these Muslim attacks. But it's a white sheet. Just think of it as white with, you know, little gray lines marking the where the country's borders are. And all over the map, throughout Europe and Asia, and, of course, North America, whatever, are, you know, attacks by Muslims. And there's Poland with this big white spot. It's got no red in it. Because these guys are going, no. And we're not going to be, somebody, some German guy was like, Poland needs to, you know, take some refugees. And Poland goes, no thanks. It's not going to happen. Anyway, so Donald Trump made the decision. And, they were talking about the tax bill and all these other things. But, and then the Mexican government scheduled to host this 3-day meeting that was meant to, figure out what they call a humane approach to handling the more than 60 million refugees around the country that have been, around the world rather, who have been forcibly displaced. Now, the number that I got before was 65.2 million, more people than in any time in history. And as I've said to you folks, the majority of these refugees come from black and brown countries. They come from Africa or the Middle East, Southeast Asia, and almost all of them share one common thing, and that is the Muslim religion, or Islam religion. Almost all of them. So, essentially, Muslims around the world are creating all kinds of strife, and it's being egged on by Iran, and then they want the world to deal with it. And it is a calculated effort because of the political correct idea around multiculturalization that is destroying these countries. I'm going to tell you right now, if you don't visit Britain now, you aren't going to recognize it in a decade. And I'll be blunt, you don't recognize it today from 20 years ago. France is, for me, unrecognizable. I was there 6 months ago. You know, I don't get it. I'm like, what's up with this? So all of these things are the things that Donald Trump's looked at. He's already taken a tough stance and says, look, I don't mind you having Muslims, but you're not going to have them radicalized. And I'm going to be honest with you. I think in the United States, these so-called moderate Muslims that we think exist, if we are not watching mosques, and if we are not watching the spread, the proliferation of Islam in this country, we are going to be in deep trouble. The Chinese have jumped all over it. They said, if you've got a Muslim name, you can't get on our assistance. If you are a radical, you're gone, period. Back to your country. They've implemented strict rules. I don't even think you can build a mosque there anymore. But I can't say that with certainty. But anyway, the UN believes it's going to solve this crisis of 60 million people. Think about this. The UN is solving a crisis that it's kind of created. The UN, the United Nations, was established to prevent war. But there's so much war going on that we have more people displaced from their homelands than in any time in history. And now they want to solve the problem by dispersing all these people. Now, we've seen the outcome. I've given you the stats. In the 80s, there was one Muslim terror attack. In the 70s. In the 80s, there were 13. In the 90s, there were 35. And then, beginning in the year 2000, there have been over 1,500 attacks, usually over 2,000 attacks, Muslim attacks around the world every year. How do you jump that quickly from where there's less than, you know, a few dozen in a decade to where there are thousands every year? And nobody draw a conclusion that we've let this get out of hand. They said the U.S. president's decision to pull out of the negotiations highlighted the enduring influence of Stephen Miller, a 32-year-old senior White House policy advisor who has championed the Trump administration's effort to sharply restrict immigration to the United States. In recent weeks, Miller led efforts to pull out of the migration talks. Good for him. I remember when this was one of these issues being discussed, that global climate change and all that. And I remember somebody saying, Ivanka's going to talk to the president about global climate change. She's a global climate change person. And I remember thinking, oh, man, you know, he may listen to his daughter. Psst. Ivanka has her views, but her daddy is like, I ain't falling for that mess. And you know what's funny? Other people would succumb to this. Well, you know, we got to look at the humanitarian effort. Now, we have been humane. Every one of the countries where these people are leaving the United States either has a presence or we've donated crazy money. And, you know, there's only so much you can do. I'm telling you, that's what they talk about. We need an ambassador. To do what? We want to pay a group of people to go over to some country so we can then add more money to it. Watch that money end up in the hands of a ruthless dictator who doesn't like us to begin with, and you think that's a good cycle. There are some countries we just need to cut off. And, you know, these seven countries that are on the travel ban, if we need to cut them off, cut them off. Get our ambassadors out of there. We can save the money. Taxpayers need it. I think it's crazy that we continue this stuff. Anyway, Nikki Haley... They said what kind of drove this a little bit, too, was when the president tweeted out this video of the Muslims wreaking havoc on societies that provide sanctuary. And we showed a film where these guys trashed one of their weight center where they had just gotten in. And they said, we don't have cell phones and we don't want your stinking food and all this. It's bizarre to watch this happening around the world. And the country still capitulating, still rolling out the red carpet. And I could tell you about all the attacks that have occurred, you know, over the past month. While all this decision-making is being done, it would have no impact on the left. But the United States has taken a tough stance, and I'm glad about that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in southern California. California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Of the Kevin Jackson Show.
The controversial bill is currently working its way through City Hall, designed to regulate stop-and-go liquor stores. Now, one part of the bill would force business owners to take down bulletproof glass inside their stores. Here's the question. At what cost to their safety? Fox 29's Jeff Coles live at City Hall. Jeff.
Lucy, that is exactly the question. In a city that struggles with gun violence, there is a bill going through City Hall here that would take down some of the plexiglass. Now, merchants say this is a question of safety. A city councilwoman says no. It's dignity for her constituents. Broad Deli sits on the corner of the 2200 block of North Broad. Outside, there are high-intensity lights to illuminate loiterers. Inside, a wall of bulletproof glass separates customer from workers.
The most important thing is our safety and the public safety.
Rich Kim's family has run the deli, which sells soda, snacks, meals, and beer by the can for 20 years. He says the glass went up after a shooting and claims it saved his mother-in-law from a knife attack. Now, he may be forced to take some of the barrier down.
If the glass comes down, the crime rate will rise and there will be a lot of dead bodies.
A bill moving through City Council reads, no establishment shall erect or maintain a physical barrier. It's called the Stop and Go Bill and is being offered by City Councilwoman Cindy Bass.
But right now, I think the plexiglass has to come down.
She wants to put some controls on these small stores that she says sell booze, very little food, and are the source of trouble in her district.
We want to make sure that, you know, that there isn't this sort of indignity, in my opinion, to serving food through a plexiglass only in certain neighborhoods.
Rich Kim resents the charge. Stores like this attract loiterers and argues calls to police are often met with a slow response. Mike Chow runs a nonprofit supporting Korean-owned businesses. He plans on raising $100,000 to fight the measure.
I do think it's a bad bill that will endanger Korean-Americans.
Bass says she's battling for her constituents. Kim argues, as a Korean-American, he's being targeted.
This bill targets Korean Americans.
Absolutely not.
Targets Korean Americans. We own these shops,
no,
and our lives will be put in danger by this.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I can tell you I find that offensive.
She says she finds it offensive that anybody would claim that she's targeting Korean Americans. Bass says that more cameras, a security guard, a security wand may answer some of the security issues. Mr. Kim says, have the police guarantee his safety. He'll take the plexiglass down tomorrow.
There you have it, folks. You're listening to The Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you're with me. RacePimping.com. A lady, they want to force owners to take down bulletproof glass, plexiglass, in a high crime area. These Koreans have put their businesses in these black areas of town because nobody else will. These are convenience stores, so blacks do not have to go halfway across town to go get something. Are they more expensive? Yes, they are. You ever? I mean, I hate going to convenience stores. You know, you're on the road, you stop. I mean, we're not talking about a convenience store. I'm talking about just a gas station. You go there, you go to get some chips. Chips are, you know, $1.39 a bag. But if you bought them in bulk, they're like 40 cents. Candy bars are, you know, $1.50. When you get them in bulk, they're, you know, 37 cents or something like that. It's ridiculous, but that's how they make their money. They have to have huge markups because, you know, they don't. You know, I'm not going to run you through how retail works, but they do. They get big markups because they have different issues that they deal with. And one of the big issues that they deal with is they can't have the shrinkage types of protections that other people have, meaning theft. So they have the very expensive stuff is usually behind the plexiglass, cigarettes and whatever else, liquor in some cases. And the cheaper items that they can lose through shrinkage a little bit are out front. And that's why you pay 2.5 times for a bag than what, I mean, when you see, let's say that you could get something for 50 cents and they're selling it for $1.50, all right? Trust me, they didn't get it for 50 cents. They got it for 30 cents or 25 cents. The retailer is just looking for regular markup. But in a convenience store, they got to mark it up a lot more because they don't know what the problems that they're going to run into. But here's what I want to get back to. These people have been running their businesses. They don't want to put stuff behind plexiglass. You think that the owner of that store went in one day and said, you know, we need another expense, a more difficult way of getting products to and from people. There was one of these stores. I can't remember the name of it. I lived in the hood. And I can see I can't remember I think it was a Phillips 66 gas station, but you went inside, you could get to nothing. They had 3 checkout trays, and when you wanted something, you went inside, if you went to, you know, pay for gas, need a quart of oil, they got everything from you. They were all behind the glass. And so the people who were checking you out, I need a Snickers bar, and I need some, you know, ranch Doritos, and some, you know, a soda. And they went and got everything for you. You could not get to the items. Then, I don't know, probably it was there for 2 or 3 years that way. Then they finally allowed everybody in. And I don't know what happened. I don't know if there was an ordinance or something, but they finally did. But I remember it was the only store that I'd seen like that except for a neighborhood little grocery store that looked like it was in somebody's house, but it was on the corner. And the guy that runs that store, black dude, he gets you everything. He's behind the counter. Now, I'm trying to remember if it was plexiglass or just him being behind the counter, but you told him what you needed and he went and got it. So, you know, look, the idea that this woman doesn't seem to care at all about the safety of these owners who have put their capital at risk is amazing to me. It's like, no, it's about dignity. The guy's going, look, we put these up because we had a crime that was committed and we want to make sure that is not duplicate. That's not what we're going to deal with anymore. So that's why they put it up. No, it's about their dignity. Well, what about the dignity of not committing crime? See, what's funny is nobody's challenged her on that. The idea that, oh, well, they're taking away my dignity when they put up a barrier that won't let me get to their products. Whose product is it? It's their product. Until you buy it, it's theirs. And the sad part is, you know she knows how bad this can be. You know she knows people's lives are at stake here. But she says it's about dignity. Has she seen one of these flash mobs that'll come in 20, 30 kids at a time that'll just, you know, like locusts descend on a store and take everything, you know, or take a bunch of stuff? Of course she knows. She knows every problem this guy faces. And you know what she's saying? I don't care. Now, what are the far-reaching implications? The far-ranging implications are, if you force me to do this, I will sell my store. I'll leave. Now, Miss Ethel, who can walk to that store in her walker or send somebody down to get something for it because it's pretty quick and easy, she likes it being there. But that doesn't matter. I'll put it to you another way. If the owners of these stores were black, do you think she'd ask for this? And you know the answer. Of course not. See, this is a very ingenious way of getting back at people who they believe. And I'm telling you, you guys don't have to believe me, but in the black community, they see these Asian people who are making money off of black folks as predators. They see them as, why are you in here selling your product at a crazy amount of money, making money off of me, and I don't have a job or whatever. So, because the Asian, you know, these people are going to hire their family members. The one guy said, you know, my mother, you know, almost got stabbed. So, you know, it's mom, it's brother, it's sister, it's father. They all work the business. It's a 3-4 person business anyway. There's no room for them to bring in somebody else. And that's just the nature of Asian companies, period. I had a friend who owned a big computer store in Dallas, and it was all his family. And it was funny when we had to be really good friends because I bought a lot of product from him. And I went to his house, and there were boxes of computers you could barely fit down the hallway. I don't know how many people lived there, but it had to be against code. And he would say, he told me, he goes, yeah, Kevin. He was just getting started. He's like, yeah, Kevin. He said, you know, old family live here. Yeah, we work here. We build big computer business here. Yeah, yeah. And he's going through, and we're weaving through stuff so I could go eat some ramen. But he was talking to me about profits, and he says to me, Americans want to make too much money, too much profit. You don't need to make too much. You give good product. You give, you know, very small, thin profit. People come back, more. And this guy went from operating out of his home when I first started working with him to having, I don't know how big it was, but it had to be a 100,000 square foot warehouse. At least. He was one of the biggest computer, you know, parts, you know, in the Dallas area, and was instrumental in getting rid of companies like CompuCon, all these places that had the big retail stores. Gone. Put them out of business. Anyway, I can't believe this woman's doing this. That's endangering her constituents over nonsense.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Listening to an encore presentation of The Kevin Jackson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. This is a funny story. Oh, it's a funny story. So the Chinese have gotten themselves into a pickle. See, these patriarchal societies have put an emphasis on one sex versus the other versus letting nature take its course. Find themselves, you know, sort of on the losing end of things. God has a way of figuring things out. I'll put it to you another way, too. All these Muslims that are just breeding like cats, or like rabbits, I should say. Believe me, nature will fix things. I've seen all these stories where these guys are really deformed and crazy looking because of inbreeding and things like this. I don't know what's going to happen, but the nature has a way of going, okay, you shouldn't have been doing what I told you not to do, but bam! And next thing you know, you know, a billion people die out for some strange reason. And it doesn't impact somebody else because, you know, they've got stronger gene pools or whatever. Who knows? But that's what you start to see. Anyway, this is a funny story. So around mid-November, Human Rights Watch did a report on China's gay conversion problem, is what they're calling it. Powerful firsthand accounts expose how state-owned hospitals are using electric shock machines and medication to convert gays to some form of normalcy. And the practice is an open secret in China, where a majority of gays are forced by their families into hospitals because the culture labels it as a, quote, curable disease. Those Chinese, the Chinese just don't care. They kick out Muslims. They actually arrest black people. And now they think they call gay a curable disease. I'm not making a one thing one way or the other. I don't know. I've never been gay. I have no gay. There's not any gay tendencies. Somebody asked me a question. Kevin, if it was you and your bro on an island and it was only you two, would you eventually be gay? No. He would have nobody. He might be gay, but he wouldn't be my gay partner. You know, this just isn't going to happen. I have no interest in a dude, period. I don't care. Kevin, you're going to live the next 1,000 years and he's going to be your only partner. Well, then we bros. What's up? You know? We'll make football. We will weave footballs together. If that makes me gay, I will weave the center string of a football with my buddy, you know, with my buddy. But that's it. I got no interest in him. Sorry. I know that offends some people's. I don't know why that would offend somebody's sensibilities. And I go, no, make it 1,000,000 years. Okay. If that makes you feel better. No. Anyway, they say the World Psychiatric Association has come out denouncing the practice as unethical, unscientific, and harmful. Now, they're saying that the practices that they use to get gay people right, normal, the conversion process, is more diabolical than anything we've ever done at Gitmo. And they said, this article says that the Chinese knew the world would figure out about their inhumane treatments to literally shock the gay out of you. Surprise! Dang it, man, I'm no longer gay. Back in 2015, but it says the government approved the research team at Zhejiang University in Honghu to study the effects of spraying oxytocin up the noses of homosexual men to see how it affects their sexual orientation. Now, oxytocin is best known for its roles in the female reproductive system. Scientists have been investigating it, including behaviors around orgasms, social recognition, bonding, and maternal behaviors. The article says it's known as the love hormone or the cuddle hormone because levels of oxytocin are increased during hugs and sexual activity. So they say the connection is not well understood, which is why they wanted to study the effects, and they'd spray this natural hormone up gay men's noses. Well, I'm glad they chose their noses. That's a good thing. So Darius Longarino, a senior fellow at the Yale Law School, he said that the 2-year study was in its final stages and would be out at the end of December. Researchers then conducted a blind study with 20 test subjects who were divided into groups. One group had oxytocin sprayed up their nose, while the others used the placebo saline solution. The study began in October 2015 after being approved by an ethics committee and is set up to end at the end of the year. Now, they're being measured on a Kinsey scale, the Klein scale, through gender cognitive tests and functional magnetic resonance imaging of the brain by testing their blood pressure. So the deputy director of the Department of Psychology at the university said he's going to be in charge of the study. Now, I'm personally very curious to see what happens. Can you spray something up somebody's nose? It'll make them, oh, hey. You know? But here's what got them into trouble. When they were starting the trial, they posted it as a Chinese clinical trial registry. And in the space form, target disease, somebody wrote male homosexual. And that's what caught the ire, you know, the eye and the ire of the LGBT community. So they've since defined it as a basic study because they're not trying to cure the disease. They're wanting to just study, you know, what happens if we spray oxytocin up your nose? Does it make you want to, I don't know, go meet a dude, you know, at a bathhouse. So that's where they're at. Now, here's what's interesting. Back in 2015, researchers at Universidad Veracruzana in Mexico found that they were able to induce a conditioned homosexual preference in male rats by giving them oxytocin and the psychoactive drug, and I don't know if I'm going to say this right, but Quinpro. And so they at least believe that the chemical, you know, by mixing these chemicals, they can in effect turn you out. Yeah. And they said it seems like a likely group of men had a better time these last few years than the other group, because they found that taking oxytocin before lovemaking for a much more intense, you know, session, if you will, particularly for men. Now, I don't know what the outcome of this thing is going to be, but the funny thing to me is that they call this a disease in China. I'm not saying that it is. And I think the other thing is this. Why shouldn't gay people be studied? They studied blacks. What was it? The Tuskegee experiment was where they gave blacks syphilis, untreated syphilis, just to see the impact of it on the body. I mean, can you imagine? You go in and they say, well, the government wants to do something on you. And so, okay, fine. So you go in, they give you a shot, and they introduce syphilis to your body. You know, I mean, that is it's a dreaded disease. I mean, guys, it eats away. When I was in military school, they show you every type of, you know, thing that you can get, and that's not the one you want. I mean, you don't want any of them, but that's not the one. And so they treat these guys, and you end up going senile. And so I'm not saying that people should be experimenting on for bad things, but I'm saying, what's the harm in experimenting on gay men? I'm saying, looking at what might drive the behavior. It was like if they said, Kevin, we want to study what drives the behavior of heterosexual men. Don't say there was a Freudian slip either. I would go, okay, fine. How much does it pay? Because I'll let you study me. I'm not going to take any pills or anything, but if you go, hey, we just want to study what makes your brain float. Okay, hook me up. You know, where do white women at? No, I'm kidding. I was just using a Blazing Saddles reference to make some liberals go crazy. But what's the big deal? What if you found out there's a theory, and I think it's if your index finger, and I may get this wrong, if your index finger is lower than the line on your middle finger, then that's how women's fingers, that's how a woman's hand is, a woman's hand, if I'm not mistaken. Or maybe, yeah, I think that's right. If the index finger is lower than the line or equal to the line, men's finger is always above that line. I don't remember, but it's something like that. You can look at a hand, they can put it on a table, and you can go woman or man from that one thing. And I looked at it. I would go places and I would look at people's hands and I'd go, I'll be doggone, look at that woman's hands just like that. And there was a couple times there was an exception and I was like, you're a man, baby. You know, I don't know whether maybe the lady didn't look as effeminate as I thought she would. But I'm telling you, you look at it. When women's hand was above whatever the line was, they weren't effeminate. They were kind of, you know, mannish. So anyway, there you have it. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed it. We got to end it there today, folks. I will be back in the end tomorrow.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.